That's right, Montreal. Sometimes you feel like you're in the strangest place. Faces change and no one will know you and no one will help you. But continue to survive because guess what? You are a part of this life.
Oh Father, great His name. Life Father, break this chain. A million of them couldn't move me, no water can shake this flame. Road may rocky right now, but not forever. Nobody got me right now, but I'm
on. That's right. Nobody have you right now, but it's okay. Morning Detour, take it away.
Yeah. she won't then slide. Might be her lucky day, took 7 shots. Let's go to the Bellagio and collide. She curled on that Kalani and started to climb on me. And when you hear climax and imagine the moment, roll up on you in the morning like I do my weed, baby. I know what I want and you more like a need, baby.
y'all about to find out.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
There's only one mole chaser. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Y'all about to find out who I am.
It's the real Svetlana. It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
Rap to you real quick. I want to enjoy the luxury of like not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Lotus flower bomb, firefly. When I'm low, she take me high. I can teach you all the sounds of love.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance. And you got that bomb. I'm trying to detonate you. No disrespecting, baby. Just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up. That's why I lay down. Try to keep your spirits up. Lil vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed. I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her. She deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard. She deserves that baton. Shawty wear your baton. Racing through my mind like she heard that. I got that work. I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell? I read your mind. She been on them dollars first. Caramel, macchiatos. When Shawty get in the work, I can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a friend with perks. I'm just trying to work that. They just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to feed you mind. I'm just trying to give you light. They just trying.
Living in a fantasy, I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby, yeah. Can't you see, I'm talking about eternity. Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby, baby?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm just trying to survive the night and take my own advice and never look.
Hold on, DJ Maddie. Hold on, DJ Maddie. Everything is down. Everything is down. If you're on the Fido network this morning, nothing's going through. Nothing's going through. Hold on, Maddie. Nothing's going through. You trying to survive the night. We trying to survive the morning. Nothing is up. I ain't even started the intro yet, Lambo. We exotic this morning. We foreign this morning. Okay, hold on. I'm not used to the cold one. I'm in on the intro here. Everything is down, Montreal, my city. If you haven't checked your phone, if you're not on the Fido network, you don't know what's going on. I thought the Russians were coming.
There's one right here.
I thought it was being invaded. I'm like, so Lana took over all the lines, yep. Right? It's that new Chris Brown. We trying to survive the night. Some more details, how we're feeling. We're getting mixy this morning. Come next, Hot Topics. There's a lot of things to cover. Omarion's coming out with a 5-part B2K expose.
Oh, Lord.
It's the best morning show in the country. This is the Morning Detour. Let me give you some vibes. Pull me back up again, DJ Maddie. They want to survive the night.
I'm just trying to survive the night and take my own advice and never love you.
Yo, tell Chris, easy. He ain't trying to love again. He's speaking to my soul. Don't even get me started. My therapy session Monday messed me up. All week I'm mashed up.
I can't get you out of my mind. I took the drug again. Yo. Not a good decision inside. It's only you by my side. I've had enough again. Yeah. Who told you you get to decide the way I'm feeling inside? I'm fucking already. I love you. You just take advantage cause you know. Survive the night and take my own advice and never love again. Toxic as you are, you're
about it. I love you. You just take advantage, cause you know I do. I can't wait until I'm strong enough to walk away. I can't wait until you love to make me feel away. Yeah. I'm just trying to survive the night and take my own advice and never love again.
Want y'all good news? We back online. We back situated. Lembo. We back online here.
Thank goodness.
I don't want to start yet, man. I don't want to start yet. I think we can still play a little bit more too. I think DJ Man come with some drizzy. You know what I mean, once you do one, it's like moving. You can't give you K Clay without giving you Steph. If we gave you one Chris Brown, we gotta give you one Drizzy. We gotta even out the light skin scales here. God damn, what a morning. We got some hot topics for you guys this morning. Oh boy. Well, here we go. I just feel it's just good urban radio etiquette. You always have to start with a little bit of Drake. I gave you some Wale. I gave you some new Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. One of my choice favorites.
Okay.
It's very important that, the host and the DJ have a symbiotism. I don't know, it's not even a word.
It became a word.
Are we shaky this morning? There's a certain level of chemistry you didn't have between yourself and your DJ, goddamn. But man, I love me some Drake. Here we go again. The more detail, let's go. I told you time and time again, the doors only go up one way. It's the morning detail. We on Fridays. It should have been Monday through Sunday. Now we need a break. But goddamn, it's good. It's the best morning show in the country. Ain't nobody gonna give you vibes like this, man. It's Moon Chaser, yeah. It's Lambo. We live on YouTube, Facebook, The Detour. Drizzy, talk to me.
Gotta hold my head high with two dry eyes. I told you everything is fine, dog, but I lied. I be trying to draw the line, but it's a fine line. And I'm drowning out the noise from the sideline. Sometimes it's louder than the voice I got in my mind. I can't even hear myself when I get quiet time. Like how they telling me I'm done when I'm in my prime. They been trying to push the narrative since 09. And they even had my ass convinced a couple times. But that ain't even a half, I had tougher times. Only look for sympathy inside my mother's eyes. And it's whatever with them niggas on the other side. We got problems we can never really put aside. I cracked the door for us all, put my foot inside. I tried to kill them boys with kindness, but they wouldn't die. So now I kill them all for acting like they couldn't die. Yeah. My hard work doesn't just pay off, it pays all the family debts off. I'm taking heads off, future out here like Urban Azoff. Houses paid off, label paid off, my soul for the money wasn't the trade-off.
Unlike most of you boys that fade off, I feel guilty taking some days off. Please don't Google my net worth, the numbers are way off. I mean, if you comparing it to what I really made off with, I'm more like Bernie with all the earnings that they came off. Trust me, it was nothing light, Holmes. They tried to give me a slice of the pie and I took the knife home. Can't picture being a hubby, finger too stubby to fit a ring on. Unless Kawhi wanna run it back. Other than that, the strings will be unattached. Certified lover boy, I'm not the one for cuddling or none of that. Y'all music gets watered down when you love them back. And you know what I'm on, blowing pasture, owning masters. Said you like a father figure to me, but now daddy's not around, so I'm a bastard. Oh, of course, the only villain that show remorse when I owe you more. Soft spot for all of the ones that came before, I can't ignore it. I'm always trying to rekindle, from the bottom to the top, man, what's it like in the middle? From the lemon face radio host, I love to be bitter. To my dogs in the game, who wasn't picking the litter? For the young G's out here, starting from the beginning. Nobody praying for you when you winning. Don't forget it.
That's real shit. Nobody praying for you when you winning. So, Lana, you definitely could speak on that. Oh, Maddie's in his bag this morning. The Segway King. Montreal, my city. Good morning, good morning. 7:21 in the morning. This is the Morning Detour. You are live on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Weezy Moon, chasing the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. I'm alongside Lambo. It's foreign. It's expensive. It's Ocean View. Don't get stuck at the airport trying to go to this resort.
Nope.
I feel like you need your own resort, Lambo.
I should have my own resort.
I feel like, thank God, shout out to Sales with the Cup. Pinky, them, you know, last week was amazing. Shout out to everybody that came out for my birthday last week, man. Pinky did her thing, Boom J Cuisine, all that. Yeah. Shout out to the boy Sales, man. And Sales don't even drink. Sales, you drinking now? What's going on? You know, someone told me people think I might need help because we do the hard liquor early in the morning. They don't get it. I need it for the back of my throat. For most people, it's early in the morning, but I think with my sleeping cycle, mm-hmm. I think it's like afternoon
Same
for me.
Here.
I think it's like afternoon for me. So, good morning, Montreal. Your phones is good now. So, it's the Morning Detour. We are locked in. Big show this morning. It feels like a musical show a little bit. We have Anders, newly signed artist on Warner Music. He'll be performing at the Belmont this Sunday, July 10th at 8 p.m. So that's a beautiful thing. And we have the big man himself, Carl Wolf. New single out, Ocean View. Expensive stuff. Shout out to Charisma Agency. in my White Club story, that's the agency I forgot. So I kept saying her name, Kareem, but shout out to Charisma Agency. And also we have Obi the Wonder, MC host, event organizer, one half of Vibes I Bring Entertainment.
Yeah.
So it's the Morning Detour. We're kind of behind schedule. A lot of hot topics this morning. There's a lot of things I want to get to. So we're going to open up. We're going to open up with the Synergy Medi Spa Fresh Race Fridays. Follow Synergy.MediSpa online if you want to get, they're having body sculpting specials, laser removals, facial peels.
Oh, damn.
They do my face and all of that. So that's Synergy.MediSpa. Follow them on IG. Specials for the summer. So we're going to Fresh Race Fridays. Let's do some hot topics. A little bit of water cooler. If you're on the metro, if you're stuck a little bit in traffic, well, listen, everywhere is under construction. It's crazy. Even in the South Shore, I be doing my little delivery thing. Everywhere is crazy. But let's get into some hot topics here. A lot of things is moving and shaking. But before you get that, how was your week? What's going on?
My week.
I heard you have some neighbor troubles.
I only have really one neighbor trouble because the rest of the neighborhood is pretty cool. There's another neighbor. He knows better than to start with me. But my next door neighbors, I have one little old lady that lives on one side. And then I have another neighbor on the other side that has no business trying to start with me. That yesterday tried to talk to me after I went off. And I'm like, first of all, you have an issue with black people. Let's keep it real. I called you out last year, called you out this year. Your wife tried to call me all kind of names. But I'm like, at the end of the day, you both are racist.
Well, that's what you get for moving to the suburbs. You used to the state, you're multicultural. Listen, Lagoon over Juana's here. That's what you get for going to the suburbs.
I know. It's what I get. It's all good. I know how to handle it. But I'm like, yesterday he's trying to talk to me. He's like, I don't know how we got this tension. Tension? Tension, you're calling me out my name. Your wife calling me out my name every chance she gets. Tension, you know? So, yeah, I basically put them in their place. I don't deal with racism. I don't tolerate it at all. I mean, then try to insult me and say, well, you're racist. Try to reverse racism me. I'm like, what the hell? Yeah. You can't do reverse racism over here. You know what I'm saying? This doesn't work that way. Yeah,
that's their madness. and that's the discouraging part. You know, you work really hard. You know, you're a visible minority. You work really hard. You know, you put your family in a beautiful space, beautiful situation. I only to deal with this shit. Like I didn't work this hard to get a house to not have racist neighbors. I understand there's people with racist attitudes everywhere you go. But goddamn, I would think when I get the house, everybody's cool. Like, don't you wish we all had Flanders?
Oh, I wish.
Like, I wish everybody had Flanders.
And what's crazy, I used to live out really out in the cut before in the suburbs, and people there were really cool. Now I'm more like the city suburbs. And I'm like, so why am I still having this issue? You know, but I, you know, I'm the same person. People know me for my advocacy. So I turn around, I put them in their place. I let them know we ain't having it. Many choice words flew out of my mouth. And I guess that's
if you were a superhero, you'd be like the advocacy superhero. Wherever there's injustice, wherever there's a woman being wronged, Lambo's gonna fly in. And like your superpower is that like you pull up with a whole press conference.
Yeah.
You pull up with a booth and everything. Oh, you want your 15 minutes? I'll put you on blast.
I'll put you on blast. No problem.
You've been advocated by Lambo.
There you go.
Talking about laws and advocacy and things like that. Nipsey Hussle, jury finds that Eric Ronald Holder Jr. guilty of first degree murder in the shooting death of our late rapper Nipsey Hussle. Mm. The marathon does continue. So the beloved artist born Ermias Joseph Ashadon was fatally shot on March 31st, 2019. Man, it's almost been 3 years already, huh?
Yeah.
Near his marathon clothing store in South Los Angeles. He was 33. God, three years younger than me.
Young and talented.
Holder even knew Hussle had approached him over allegations. He had called him a snitch, according to prosecutors. You know, I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast yesterday. And they're saying, Joe's trying to frame this idea of like, where do all these men go to hurt? You know, everyone's trying to make it seem like, you know, men are not emotional, but like all these things are going on in the world, all these shootings, all those things, and especially being black in the society now, where do all these men go with the hurt? Yeah. So that's a good point. I pay Regine twice a month. I'm good. But you know, in the black community, they kind of look at it bad. Like, they view it like, okay, if you go to therapy, you're like mentally weak or not strong.
Yeah, but that's where I was trying to destigmatize for all these years that I've been doing advocacy, especially in the black community. Because white folks, something happens, they're in therapy right like the same day. They're like, I'm going to go see my therapist. Yeah. I'm going to call my therapist.
Just to break it down. Just to break it down
exactly.
A little bit.
Exactly. But black folks need to understand, especially black men need to understand, it doesn't make you weak. You know, being vulnerable and being able to discuss your feelings, because I find black men have a lot of pressure on their shoulders as well.
Yes, they don't
have the opportunity to have an outlet. Because women, we expect them to always be strong because they're supposed to be the patriarchy of the home. You know, sometimes I carry that load off my husband's neck. I'm like, okay, you right now, I got you. I'll be the patriarch and the matriarch, but to understand when I need you to carry me, and he does, and that's the balance. We need to look out for our black men. We need to look out for you guys.
Where are we going all to hurt, man? Because, like, and I bring it back to the Eric Holder and Nipsey Hussle thing, because I'm like, you shot Nipsey Hussle over allegations of snitching in a conversation, could have done it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, L.A. gang, you know what I mean? Gang theory, I get all that, man. I know it's hard. I've been there. Sometimes you got to look past the beef.
Yep.
I get there.
Yep.
I think in my other life, I was a fireman. Like, this morning, I woke up bewildered. The phone was down. Everything was down. Like, what level of tired was I under last night where I didn't even plug in my phone?
Okay, that's tired.
I didn't plug in my phone. Yo, I jumped up and jumped to the Mac. Yo, it felt like at 9 o'clock sleeping. Like, I'm like, oh, goddamn, Lambo's down by the shop. They trying to figure out to plug the shit in. Maddie thought he knew where things went, everything. He's like, I only plug in the set. Good thing sales is here.
Yeah.
I'm super excited about this next thing. Exclusive, Shade Room. Marion drops a trailer. Upcoming 5-part docuseries.
Wow.
Spilling all the tea about B2K. Spilling all the tea.
Wow.
And listen, I love Marion. I know R&B is taking a lot of hits lately off that Versus.
Yeah.
Where Mario washed all of them up. Y'all thought Mario didn't have the bag. Mario got his money off this music thing. But I was thinking to myself, how many boy bands have you really had in hip hop? Yes, of course, we remember the Immatures, the Crisscross, and all that. But in our era, like, why? I guess. No, you're not. You still you. You look 34, 35. I ain't gonna hold you.
It's okay, but
I feel like in our era, B2K is the black people's NSYNC. That was our Backstreet Boys. It was B2K. They looked good. They danced. They had a Mario one thing.
Yeah.
Who had Raspy had the little rapping part.
Yeah.
And then Lil Fizz that did the little in between. Lil Fizz was low-key Drake before Drake.
Yeah, he was.
He gave me the harmonize. He had the little curl here going down. I'm jealous. Hey, you light skin and you had the drop curls. Goddamn. But you know, some funny stuff happened with B2K. With the manager and, you know, who touching who. Some funny stuff happened. And I'm a big love of hip-hop fan. So I was telling my girls, like, I'm sure Solana even knows her. When April and Lil Fizz started dating.
Mm-hmm. April.
How messy was that? How are we in a group together?
Mm.
How are we in a group together? And you know, Ivy, she's my baby mother, and we're no longer together. No matter how much time elapsed between this and that.
Yeah.
And then you get her. We were bandmates. It doesn't say, well, we're bridges on the road. But, like, we made millions of dollars together. We traveled the world.
But that's also her responsibility as a woman, too, to understand that there's a level of where you're not supposed to cross. Even if somebody's trying to talk to you in the crew. It's happened to me before.
Okay. So, give me some pushback. Because I'm not going to front here on the show. I was with the shits with April. I was with the shits. People know. People like, Weezy. Yo, for like a whole year, I posted her at least three times a week. Mm. That's what pushed me to like learn how to post more. Because, I tell the story all the time. Beyonce and messing me up with Bugaboo. I feel like, posting 3 days in a row is kind of like calling the girl 3 days in a row. Yeah. I don't want to do that. So, I love me some April. I think April's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
And I had bought the story, whereas, listen, I get this messy, me pretending I'm Lil Fizz. Mm. But, Marion and her are having a tough divorce. Mm-hmm. He's not really around. And he was the shoulder. Mm-hmm. Lil Fizz was the shoulder crying on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He hit it with the Drake. He hit it with the Drake. I told you, Lil Fizz was Drake before Drake. That's a crazy take. No one has that. Thank God New York is listening now. So, I was with it. Mm. But then, when you date mature people, they put you in a place, they're like, it is pretty disgusting.
It's messed up. Like, she should have even known. I understand the shoulder and all that, to cry on, all that nonsense. Listen, I get it. I'm a woman, been there, done that. But at the same time, you have to know where to draw the line. They're brothers at the end of the day. It's like, okay, I'm divorcing my brother. I'm going to date his other brother. Like, come on. It's almost like keeping it in the family. That's incestual. I'm sorry. You can come for me if you want. But like I tell you, I keep it real all the time. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. It's pretty filthy. Okay, let me segue hot topics. Drugs that could let humans live to 200. So okay. Let me give you a list. I got a lot of takes on this. Let me tell you this. So a British scientist has said a new drug that removes zombie cells in our bodies. I didn't know we had zombie cells in our body. But I guess he means dormant cells.
Dormant,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not an epidemiologist or a blood guy or hematologist. I don't know what they're called now. That could let humans live at the age up to the age of 200.
Yeah.
So Dr. Andrew Steele, a British computational biologist, I don't know what the hell that is. Computational biologist recently authored a new book on longevity and has said new advances in senolytics, drugs that focus on the destruction of cells that degrade tissue function, could extend our lifespan. So Dr. Steele explained, I don't think there's any kind of absolute cap on how long we can live. Now,
wow.
Now the hood in me wants to be like, some of y'all need this trip cut short.
Yeah.
Come on, man. If we're gonna come up here every morning, listen. Yep. I told you, I jumped out of my bed. I thought it was Sunday. If we're gonna do this thing, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I'm not wishing that on nobody. I'm not trying to be negative here on a Friday morning, but let's be real. We know some people, this journey should be cut early.
Mm.
No, let's be real. Some of y'all need a restart button. Your soul is just filthy.
Yeah, I need a restart, please.
Okay, I won't even put it on you. Life experiences have shaped you where you're a disgusting person. But I digress. So living to 200.
Mm-mm.
But what it doesn't say, okay, if I live to 200, okay, my cell aren't going to get degrade. So does that mean you're still going to look good?
See, that's the thing I need to know.
That was an emphasis. Am I still going to look good or am I going to be 200 with like super dry, draggy skin?
See, that's no. See, See, I take care of myself. That's why people are like, oh, you look so. I'm like, besides the jeans are one thing, but I take care of myself. But at 200, how am I going to look? If I could look like this or look like Angela Bassett, I'm good because she is ageless. That's why I spy.
She's an alien. She's I think MIB is real. I think MIB is real.
I look at her and I'm like, this August, I'm going to be 45. So I'm like, okay, I looked at her pictures when she was my age. And I'm like, okay, we're getting there. We're good. I hope to look like her. I love me some Angela Bassett.
You sound like you want to live to 200.
If I can do what I'm doing and continue to influence people, then yeah, I would like to live to 200 just to leave such a huge legacy behind. Because there's some really messed up people out here.
Not so disgusting. We don't have enough time today to digress, but there's a filthy story behind Disney, but we won't get into that this morning. But Disney launches Howard University Fund to support Black storytellers. Mm-hmm. So now's the perfect time for me and CS to link up. We're going to go, like this generation will never know about the Sunday night Disney movie at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. No,
where you had the SeaWorld commercial in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I remember watching Flubber, these kids will never know. So that's why, our age group, our affinity with going to Disney and stuff comes from that.
Yeah.
Because remember, we used to see the Magical Kingdom at the beginning and end of the movie, and that was the Disney movie. Like, I didn't get cable till grade 9. So, I lived on that CBC, that Disney movie. So, now you have this phone at Howard University where, our black voice, we can tell our stories.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to do like a hood version of Recess. I want to remix the Proud Family. Like, I want to do crazy shit like that. But Disney has partnered with Howard University to help advance opportunities for underrepresented students in media and entertainment. The initiative, the Disney Storytellers Fund at Howard University, was announced by Walt Disney Company on Sunday at the Essence Festival of Culture, where you have to go next year. So the multi-year program will provide stipends for over a five-year period for students' projects focused on storytelling across animation, digital design, gaming, journalism, live action, performing arts, product design, visual design, virtual reality, and more, per the company. Listen, Lambo, me and you need to come up with a virtual reality game.
Oh, we doing it.
Like, I need a Hood Sims.
Yeah,
like we need like a black version of Sims.
Hell yeah.
Like a Sims Atlanta. Like, you could build your own Magic City.
City.
And shit.
I was just gonna say.
You could pick where in Magic City you want to put the chicken wing stand. Like, we need like a Hood Sims.
And the strippers got to have a better vibe, because those Sims strippers are the worst.
Oh, man. Went to the strip club. You know what I mean? I went to the strip club on Friday. We went to Zones. We went to Amazon. I wanted to go to the Susty Sex
that
in the West
Island.
But it was closed that Friday. So we went to Amazon's. They call it Zones now.
Oh, Zones.
When you're a regular, they call it Zones. Shout out to my boy Sinclair. All my boys, Kmart clients and them guys. I love the strip club, man. It's a good vibe.
I know you do.
I love strip club. But deep secret, never got a dance.
No.
Never got a dance at strip club. I'm OCD. Me, my thing is, unless I got there at 9:30 p.m. and I was like one of the first guys, it's like going to the barber. You hate to be that last cut on Friday, right? The shaver's kind of hot. You know what I mean? When you leave, you have all kind of things. You know, see, that's what I'm talking about. When you leave, you have all these bird marks here because... The cutter is just too hot. It's been used up. Same philosophy with the women's strip club. By the time I get there, like 1:30, 2 o'clock, she doesn't have all these guys' sweat on her. You know what I mean? I don't want somebody next sweat juice on me as she gyrates her body on me. So I know, guys, I'm too much in my head, but goddamn, I gotta be. Like, I just want to, like, spray her with, like, if they could have made hand sanitizer, no, it's toxic sweat line. If they could have made a hand sanitizer spray version, so when I went to the strip club, I could just spray it on the chick.
Stripasol.
Yeah. I want you to go through these doors and just get vaporized.
Look, I'm trademarking it.
Yeah, because I want to dance with some of them. They look really good. But I'm just like, when I think about the sweat, I'm just like, nah, I can't do it.
It's more than just the sweat, though.
Great segue here, man. We're having a great morning. Here's the morning detail. If you're new to the show, slide this every Friday. The MyCKT9.3 FM. So, Rhode Island State Senator Tiara Mack is being dragged for her twerking video. I don't know if you can show it to Maddie real quick, her twerking video. So, Lambo sent this to me, and I didn't look at it till last night as I was preparing the show. Yo, she has a nice piece of bum.
I saw her. I'm like, that's my girl. And she's intelligent. She's like, if you don't think my constituents are going to vote for me, like, I want to vote for you. I'm like, anybody who's going to stand on their head and is going to twerk, you need to be my friend.
Sand. She got sand
she
all in
her.
She
is my friend. That's my girl.
The key point is that she got sand all in her black hair.
Yes,
you know,
did.
You know, that's going to be a thorough washout.
Mm-hmm.
It took a while for me to kind of like connect the dots within my brain. I was like, okay, this is a state senator twerking. But they're human people too. So it's like, they're dragging her, but like, yo, the state senator, man, you guys have been disgusting for a long time.
With the
adultery, with the sending the
pedophilia, the islands.
Yeah, the dick pics.
Yeah.
And yeah. We don't have enough time. No, we got mixy now because, you know, New York listening now.
Yep.
I've been down to have a real conversation about Ghislaine Maxwell.
Oh, don't get me started.
The comments of Epstein. Mm-hmm. I've been down to have a conversation. I know obviously in the black community haven't really caught this full length of the story, but the whole long story of this is that Epstein and them were running girls.
Yep.
With other powerful celebrity people.
And models.
Yeah. And like people like staples like Vogue magazine, all these things are part of this conglomerate.
Yeah.
And just the Joe Budden pack, back to the Joe Budden pack, they're saying that women don't snitch as much as men.
No.
Like, I think about Lil' Kim, she did the year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ghislaine Maxwell is gonna take the fall.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of disgusting people that's involved with this story.
Yeah. No, women don't snitch. Like, we ain't gonna get into it, but I can tell you from my own experience.
You know, if you go back deep, and you know, black people, I urge you guys read up about the Black Dahlia in L.A. There's a deep history with entertainment and pedophilia, and just like a whole Me Too movement, just an abuse of power coming from the men's side. There's a whole conversation there.
Mm-hmm.
But Ghislaine Maxwell is gonna pay the pipe for everybody.
A lot of human trafficking, you know. There's a lot of stuff going on in there.
It's a lot of powerful men in entertainment doing some really disgusting stuff. I know they're gonna come for me, but they know. They're like, well, we still like Weezy, man. He's a fun guy.
It's all good.
The fun guy. Okay. I know the internet's been playing with this for a long time. But can we get the versus Usher versus Chris Brown?
Seriously.
Maddie, when you lied on this, we gotta be one of these shows that give start giving predictions.
Yes.
I wanna be like, yo, Sarlana, you're always wrong. And like I win all of our debates. Like, I know Usher just gave us the Tiny Desk. I think it's upwards of 1 million views. Yeah. He had to do that because all his other brothers, Ray J done tattooed a Brandy on his leg. Because he embarrassed her at the Verses.
Yeah, but what was that?
Your sister's The Voice. You guys are up there mashed up off Casamigos. Mayo's there washing him on Omarion. I don't even know where they found Bobby V. And they got hits. They got hits.
I just don't understand. What I saw personally with Ray J on that stage, I was like, oh my God, what happened? I wanted to cry. I was like, really? And then that tattoo, I'm like, it's ugly tattoo.
So you're not looking for the verses? So still, you know, as Lambo dances around the parking lot with the purple Lamborghini, who do you have winning Usher versus Chris Brown? Now, I will preface by saying I know a lot of people, it's kind of like, a lot of people have influenced this idea of the NBA doing a one-on-one thing. And a lot of guys won't do that because they'll mash up their brand. Mm-hmm. Like, if Chris Brown gets washed from Usher, I mean, like, are we really gonna look at Chris Brown differently? The boy only puts out fire consistently.
No, that's the thing. That'll be a good versus. That'll be a difficult one.
Who the hell's gonna outdance who? Man, goddamn, Chris Brown.
Exactly. Forget the singing. Who's gonna? They're just gonna keep dancing and dancing. Those two will dance circles around each other.
Now, back to the JBP podcast again. Does Chris Brown have a Confessions album? Indigo. Does Chris? You know what I mean?
Okay.
I think about You Got It Bad, man.
Ooh.
I think, you know, Maddie, can you pull up You Got It Bad? We're going to play it again after December. We're playing. Maddie's going to get this
You
Got
there.
It. Yeah. You. Was that not the most. Yo, you talk about Black Love. That's where Black Love really kicked in for me.
Yeah.
Let's not lie. I know y'all is listening. When y'all saw Usher and Chili, I was like, I believe in Black Love again.
Now.
When I saw that, when Usher was dancing in the rain, when he pulled up to the trailer, and he was like,
wow, look, I'm getting goosebumps now.
I've been there, Lambo. I've had women I should have run. I've had a woman I should have chased harder. You know, I've had a woman I should have fight for.
You see?
Regine Kwaku, emotional relationship coach. Stop me. I'm not humble emotionally. Stop me.
I like him.
No, it's a woman.
Oh, no, I'm talking, you're a therapist.
Yeah, no.
But he's cool.
Oh, Khan. Yeah, Khan's my guy, too. But I meet Regine all the time now. But, goddamn.
No, that vulnerable side.
Boy, when you saw Usher and boy, listen, it was a good one, man. It's a good one.
Yo.
I'm trying to get this last point here. I don't think we have time to. We'll do it next week. Black girls are choosing the soft life. And you're here for it?
I don't even know why they're talking about it's a soft life. Okay, let's keep it real. Like, a lot of my white girlfriends, they've been doing that. They going, I'm going on a staycation. I'm going to go do some self-care. I'm going to go to the Caribbean islands. And then I see all my black girls are like, I got to work. I got to grind. I got to this. I got that. Oh, my dude's driving me crazy. And I'm like the in-between person who I do both. Like, I grind, I work hard. But I work hard to play hard. But a lot of my black sisters, they're like, no, I got to do this. Like, I'm like, but you burn out.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, I'm exhausted. Up. And then they start snapping at everybody.
Oh, you don't want that. So for those that don't know, the Urban Dictionary, according to the Urban Dictionary, the soft life is the opposite of hard life.
Yeah.
It's where you make decisions that leave you feeling stress-free and vibrating higher. The soft life, the website describes, is less about wealth, though it helps, and more about making good choices. While this may seem obvious and simple to some, for a group that has been as grossly marginalized as black women, this concept is revolutionary.
Yeah.
So we're thinking about, you know, sure, the bougie black girl can be self-centered. We all have our flaws. But she also has high standards, firm boundaries, and is uncompromised about her values.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like self-care 101.
It's self-care because a lot of women, they'll just date anyone these days. Like, oh my God, I'm this age, and, you know, I'm going to date. They lower their standards. And then some of them, their standards are so high. I'm like, boo, but what are you doing in your life to bring things to the table? I want a guy who's 6'7" and he's got to have this paycheck. Yeah, and I'm like, but what do you do?
Everybody can't be an athlete.
What do you do for a living? No. But what do you do for a living? You got what? Fake titties and a fake ass. And all of a sudden.
It's the over. You know, we spoke about this on the podcast for years. It's the over inflation of the box. You know what I mean? A lot of things, some women believe that a lot of their physical tricks is overinflated. Like we should pay more. What about me? You know what I mean? You know, I got to be a Superman in bed. Pay all the bills.
You see?
Then pay all your lashes. Then the other lashes. than the hair thing. Like, it's crazy.
No, you got to bring something to the table. I tell women all the time.
Bring the rice. Could you make a pot of rice?
Can you make a... Listen, can you boil something? I remember once a dude I was dating, he's like, do you know how to cook? I'm like, listen, I'm not just a pretty face. I can throw down in the kitchen. He's like, yeah, okay, well, you're going to cook this. And I did. So I got my husband. I know my husband's watching. I know I got so, him like that, too. I came in the kitchen.
We're going to let you fly off there a little bit. So you got your husband because you feel like, you know, your cooking game is what drew him in?
That's not the only game that but drew him in. But
not to throw X-Ram under the bus here. But is he really into, like, West Indian cuisine? Like, what was that dish you made for him? Because, you know, we had Sabby here last week, and Homeboy did a whole DJ set. Mm. So between the homeboys make doing a DJ set and guys flying you in on the date on a helicopter, I don't even know where I fall in at this point. But
no, it wasn't just the food. But, you know, I tell women, because I bring a lot to the table, I'm straight up. I'm like, okay, we're going to build something together. Let's build together. You already have this. I have this that's built.
No, I want you to build. I don't want to build nothing.
No, you see? But women come in. I want you to do this, and the guy's got to do that, this and that. And I told one of my homegirls in New York, I know she's watching too, because we had this conversation, and she calls me because I keep it real. I'm like, all you bring to the table is a big ass and big fake titties. That's all you bring to the table, because you can't cook, you look good, but you look older than me, and you're 15 years younger than me, okay? Yeah. Because you're doing stuff that's making you look used up, and I told her, you need to be very careful with that, because men eventually get fed up. You look great, but I mean, if you really want your woman to look a certain way, men can pay for a woman to look a certain way, okay? Let's keep it real. Yeah. You have to bring something to the table. Can you hustle? Can you put something together? Can you take a dollar and turn it into a thousand? Can you take that thousand into 10 and 10 to 100,000? I know I can, but can you? Right. And that's the thing. So stop putting the pressure on men to have to do everything. Yeah. Do things for your damn self too. Bring something to the table. I got you guys. No, like, I don't care.
I want to do less. I want to promise you. I want to do less. Yo, I have fantasies of just being 400 pounds. No, I'm going to be honest with you. In my soul, I just want to stay home and play video games and eat poutine every day. But I like beautiful women. I love shoes. I got some new Balance. Shout out to Shorty. I'm feeling great this morning. I just want to be fat and eat food.
You see, I even told my husband, I'm like, listen, when you get tired of your job with my brand and everything, you can stay home if you want to. We getting there. I'm like, you can chill. Because he works hard. We both work extremely hard. But I told him, you can literally just chill. I'll work. I have no problem getting things done.
Listen, we all need a woman like Lambo. Take the door, go one way. No, before I forget, on Saturday, myself and Lambo, we're going to be doing the media for the International Montreal Jazz Fest.
Yep.
So quick story. So I go down to the press room for the Jazz Fest, right? Yo, this week, you guys know, man. We knew this media thing here, man. God damn it. We went down there to the Jazz Fest sales. I go to the door. So, you know, they got the gatekeepers there. Mm-hmm. They're like, I think this nigga's at the wrong door. I think he's at the right door here. So I pull up there and I'm like, you know, came for my media pass, CKUT, me and Thomas. So they kind of look at me a little wild. They're, you know, kind of confused. Sorry, go on up. It's on the third floor. So I get up there, very nice lady at the counter. I said, well, listen, I'm eating from CKUT. I can pick up myself. And so Atlanta's passes. She's like, oh, you're not coming. I said, goddamn, I know we're kind of busy here. So they got the stuff there. Say, who would you like to go see? I said, listen, let me be quite honest with you. I'm only here for the roots and chocolate. I don't think Annie Elie Jolacare is really appealing to my audience. But I really said that. And I said, and I thought to myself, goddamn, I might be too honest. I might be too honest with people. Because, like, goddamn. So they said we're under the media tent for the roots thing, so...
We're going to be there to interview Ray first because, you know, I was just hanging out with Ray when I was in New York. We went on the perfume, you know, thing that they had at Saks. Inicio welcomed us, you know, with Karen. So we're going to interview him first.
Watch this one with the light flex.
Yeah, just like just letting you know if you work hard, you know, you can play hard.
I don't even go into Saks in New York. I walk right by Saks.
Oh, now you're going to come into Saks with me when we go there for an event.
No, I don't, listen.
No, we go there for an event. They feed you. They give you champagne.
Listen, invite me to this is my promotional video for Saks. Listen, I'm down with the Saks and Fifth. It smells good in there. It looks clean. Everything looks marble. You know, I mean, I'm one of those guys. I watch all the shows. Like, I watch all these old time shows that show you how, like, they built up the bay and all that. Listen, man, don't let me run a department store.
You
know, I'm in there. Boy, much on my CD Keeper Lock. It's the morning detour on the MyCKT 9.3 FM. We Mooch Chaser, Lambo in the building.
Yeah.
I think what we're going to do, I think we're going to play some Usher, You Got the Back. Because, you know, we're just going to do that. You know what? We'll call the throwback joint of the day. And when we come out of there, we're going to play our interview with Anders, recording artist for Warner Music. He'll be performing at the Belmont this Sunday at 8 p.m. So that's going down. So that's great things. And he does great, great music.
Yeah, y'all need to come out.
New single out, Come With Me. So that's Anders. Interview coming up next. So now we'll play some Usher. Yeah, just let me hear it a little bit. I got to walk you through everything. When they do the Wheezy Moon Chaser behind the music, oh, it's going to be beautiful. DJ Master, come with it. You know when you heard this, it was about to be a thing. Hold on. He already told you from the beginning. You don't want this. He already said, no. He already told you from the beginning he didn't want it. He's like, girl, I'm going to slap this around you. Yeah, my phone's going up. I got here, but he told you everything you need to know.
Yeah, he did.
You feel it in your body, you found somebody who makes you change your ways, like hanging with your crew. Did you act like you're ready, but you don't really know. And everything in your past,
then he goes on you.
Been there, done it, hung around.
Pull that up, bro. Boy, tell us you're just cool. Tell us you're just cool.
Somebody who makes you change your ways, like hanging with your crew. Did you act like you're ready, but you don't really know. And everything in your past, you wanna let it go. I've been there, done it, hung around. After all that, this is what I found. Nobody wants to be alone. If you're touched by the words in the song, maybe
you got it bad. We're all sitting up to all right back.
Cause
you can have it all as
flowers, cards, and candy.
You were just gone.
Said I'm fortunate to have you, girl. Want you to know
I really adore you.
See the problem with us, I'll show me how you feel. You can sing.
Help me sing my song, fella. I'm your man.
Hey.
You're my girl.
You're mine. Well, I'm just watching this thing in the rain. I want to dance like Usher. I need the verses.
See, I've been there, done it, humped around.
Oh, that's a bunch of y'all niggas song. This is a bunch of niggas song. That's a beautiful.
Everybody y'all are just like me.
Oh, man, it's the more detail.
It's too bad that you can't
see. You got it.
For all the girls and men out there that have it bad for their significant other, we appreciate you. If you're running up to his job to make sure he's there, we appreciate you. If you've been trying to crack his Instagram and Snapchat for 2 weeks, we appreciate you. This is the best morning show in the country. This is the Morning Detour, baby. Let it go.
Look at yourself.
You got it bad. You found someone that you keep on thinking about. Somebody else.
You got it bad.
You got it bad. You're on the phone. Hang up.
About to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
Darling. Hey, I'm not supposed to be crying over you, but you the one I wanna be closer to.
Hold on. You see. When Drake and Chris Brown was beefing, I told you, both these guys are formidable. You know, it's not no David and Goliath. You know, it's a Goliath and Goliath. See, when Chris Brown talked to you on a certain way, play that one more time, DJ Matt. The beat already told you where we're going with it.
Dirty.
You see when the, see when these R&B singers start harmonizing in the back on the microphone? I said they're gonna get on some shit.
I'm not supposed to be crying over you, but you the one I wanna be closer to.
I'm not supposed to be crying over you.
Now you're coming through.
That's a theme to every book men are gonna write about Lambo.
And you wish I had you, backtrack. I ain't tryna backtrack.
The morning detour, munch on my city. 7:54 in the morning. Come up next to Anders' interview. This is the best morning show in the country, I promise you. Somebody get DJ Maddie out of here. I told you I've been emotional since Monday. I gotta stop going to therapy.
Nah. And I don't want nobody else
fucking with you now.
Flashback
made me wish I had you now. Girl, backtrack.
I ain't tryna backtrack, no. I should've put my all in that. Cause breaking up is like a heart attack.
Cause I don't wanna live without you.
No, no, no,
no, no,
baby.
I go crazy here without you, babe.
I'm going crazy for real.
Don't wanna go a day without
skirt off and I blow the roof, yeah. Lick it all that dripping water. I'm loving your juice, yeah. They won't see us when they see us in the Billy Coop, yeah. Windows tinted when I'm kissing on that pretty cooch, yeah. All these flashbacks, damn, I wish I had you back. Just scratch that. I be in my head off gas, but I know you love me.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
The Festival International de Nuit d'Afrique is back with its free outdoor programming from July 9th to the 24th in Montreal. Meet at the Patière in the Quartier des Spectacles and on the new L'Esplanade Tranquille. For the first time, a second scene for twice as many concerts and free activities for the whole family. On the program, concerts, open-air workshops, DJ sets, restaurants with tropical flavors. And don't forget the Timbuktu Market. Discover the festival like you've never seen it before. Programming on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. Wheezy Moon Chase, I'm here with Lambo. You already know the doors go up.
Hey.
Now, this morning, we are lucky. Everything's exotic. We are lucky this morning. He's a singer. He's a rapper. He's a songwriter. Two-time Juno nominated recording artist. You know, you'll think, Lambo, that'll be enough. He's a brand ambassador for Puma. Over 30 million streams. He's going on tour July 8th. I don't know how much things this guy's going to do this summer. But let me tell you, he came out of the pandemic shooting. He collabed with the DJ duo Loud Luxury for Love No More, beautiful single. What really made him hit the map was the single Diamonds. We have recording artist newly signed to Warner Music, Anders. How you doing, Anders?
Very good. Thank you guys for having me.
Right off the bat, I was deep diving your music. So I started with Diamonds. And yeah. I was like, well, hold on. Hold on, this is Toronto at its finest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could have done K-pop, you could have gone over to Asia and got 20 billion followers. Yo, your rapping and singing sounds good. It sounds amazing.
It is, you know,
complex, hype beast, noisy. They said you're a Canadian fixture in music. Boy, you're nice with it. how did you kind of start getting into music? Because you could have gone many different ways with it. You rap, you songwrite, you sing. You could have just done K-pop. What led you to hip-hop? And we're happy to have you. We just want to know how you got here.
Well, I mean, the reason why I started music to begin with, I don't know if you know a little any background on me, but before music, yeah, I was born and raised in Canada, obviously. So, you know, growing up, I was a hustler. And the real reason I started music, actually, I actually was got in a little bit of trouble. You know, got charges. I was fighting that, and then just decided, you know, I got to do something that's not that has longevity and it'll not put me in, you know, bad positions. So I started making music, which is, you know, I know you're joking saying I could have done K-pop and all that, but I'm a Canadian. I'm as Canadian as it gets.
Hey, Mississauga, right? You from Mississauga, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Saga. He's from the fancy houses, Lambo.
Yeah, I know. Saga. That's Saga region. That's
Square
field,
one.
I know it.
Square one, yeah.
Square one. That's kind of how I got into it, right? I was facing a few charges. I was fighting those. And then when I finally got, I got discharged from my charges. And then I decided, you know, let's start making music. So that's kind of how it started. It was just based on, you know, that's why you hear in the earlier stages of my music, it was,
yeah,
I guess the tone of it was different, kind of what I'm talking about, or
yeah,
my writing's different. And then as I progressed as an artist, I realized, you know, music's could be bigger than certain things. And I started kind of something in my brain switched.
Okay, so it's very important that we mention here, you know, we went from 669 to 2s. In 2021, you dropped the EP Honest, over 30 million streams. How did you feel when that comes into you and you see these numbers? Like, because it's a big difference between how you sounded on Diamond and how you sounded on Honest. So if you could just speak about that transition a little bit for us.
It's just growth as I mean, keep in mind, you know, with 669 and Diamonds, like 669 had, I think, 7 songs on it. And it was the first project I put out. And out of those 7 songs, I may have only made like 10 songs in total. And 7 of them